Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Samachtes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph Med Aleph, on the second last line, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Amar Yekiva Shalti es Rabbi Lezer, Ha'isem Melochis Harbe, Shabbos es Harbe, Me'ein Meloch Achas, Behelem Achas, Mahu. Chayav Achas al Kulam, Oy Achas al Kol Achas Va'achas. Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah that I asked Rabbi Lezer, one who does many melachos and many shabbosos, like one melacha, in one helam, what's the law? Is he liable one korban for all of them, or is he liable for each one? Amli chayav kol achas va'achas mikal v'chomer. Ma im hanida she'im batoitzois harbe v'chatois harbe chayav kol achas va'achas, Shabbos she'yesh batoitzois harbe v'chatois harbe, in a din she'chayav kol achas va'achas. And he told me he's liable for each one through a kal v'chomer. And Nidda does not have many derivatives, means there's only one Issa of relations, and there aren't many Chatois, and one is liable for each time he has relations. The Shabbos has many derivatives, meaning many different Malachos, and many Chatois, all the more so, one is liable for each one. Amalti loy, loy imamalt, ben Nidda, sheyesh bashtei azhois, shu musa, ala Nidda, ben Nidda musa salov, ten v'shabbos shein bo ela azhoa achas. Mikiva said, I told him, no, if you'll say that Nidda is liable for each one, because there are two warnings for Nidda, he's commanded about Nidda, and she is commanded about him, will you say so about Shabbos, which has only one warning? Amali, Abba ala katanos yichiyach she'in bahem el atara achas, v'chayav kol achas v'achas. Rav Lezer says, well, one who had relations with a minor can prove this, it proves that the law does not depend on this, because there's only one warning, because she's exempt, because she's a minor, and he is liable for each one. Amalti loy, loy, im amalti, beba la katanani, shafapisha ein ba, bahen achshav, ish ben lachazman. Taimma beshabba shein ba, ela echad, le achshav, le achazman. Because he said, no, if you'll say that one who had relations with a minor is liable for each one, even though there are no two warnings now, there will be later when she matures. Will he say so about Shabbos, which has only one warning now and also later? Amali, Habala Behema Yechiach, whoever says one had relations with an animal can prove it. Amalti Loya Behema Kashabbos. Rabbi Kiva said, well, one had relations with an animal is like Shabbos, means I said he's liable only once. Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem Rav Chista, Rabbi La B'Shem Rav Shimon B'Lakish, Trehoin Amrin, if you say B'Shigis Shabbos, Rezodain, Malachis Shalai. Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi Chista and Rabbi La quoting Rabbi Shlakish said that he asked him about one who was shogeg about Shabbos and mavid about the melachos. Is he liable for every Shabbos, as if they are distinct entities? Bedar taninan melachos harbe lela shabbosos hu mischayev. The Gemara says that way. If so, why did the Mishnah teach many melachos? Is his question not about multiple Shabbosos? He could ask about one who did one melacha. Rav Chizkiya answers this later. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Chista omar. She says, "Bezodin Shabbos v'shigugus melachis shalai." Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Rav Chista, said that he asked him about one who was mevid about Shabbos and shegi about the melachos. Is he liable for every melacha? Badat haninan Shabbosos harbe loy ala melachis mischayev. The Gemara says that. Well, if so, why did the Mishnah teach many Shabbosos? Is this question not about multiple melachos? Rav Chista will answer this later. Ha, Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Chista. I should say, Rabbi Lav, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Trehon Amrin. Should say b'shigus Shabbos v'zadoin malachis shalai hoydilei. Should say oy loy hoydilei. Rabbi Zeira quoting Rav Chista and Rav La quoting Rav Shlakish both said that he asked him about one who was shogeg about Shabbos and mezid about malachis. Now, did Rabbi Kiva agree to him or did he not agree to him ultimately? Yima ta'ama Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Avol b'shem Rabbi Yosi, they Rabbi Chanina kol hada hilchasa Rabbi Lezer. Since Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Abol, quoting Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, that this entire halacha, means the first Mishnah of our parak, is like Rabbi Lezer, however, according to Rabbanon, he is liable only once, this teaches that he did not agree to him. I should say, ha, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Chista omar, should say, b'zodin Shabbos v'shigus melachis shaloi, hoidilei oilei hoidilei. Or Rabbi Abba quoting Rav Chista said that he asked him about one who was mazed about Shabbos and shogeg about the melachos. Did Rabbi Kiva agree to him or did he not agree to him? Rabbi Zeira, koimi Rabbi Yasa, masnisa, amma, delei hoidilei. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yasa, a baisa teaches that Rabbi Kiva did not agree with him. ותני יודע אני שהיא שבת ויודע אני שהיא מלאכה, אבל איני יודע אם מלאכה היא זו שחייב מעלה הקוויס עם עניין אוביס מלאכס, עושה חייב על כל מלאכה ומלאכה. The person says, I know that it's Shabbos, I know that this is Malacha, but I don't know if one is Chayav Kawis is Malacha. If he did Malachas from different Avos Malachas, he's liable for every Malacha. If he did Malacha Achas, Asa Chayav HaKol Helem BeHelem, if Neshtehen Helem is Harbe. Aval Im Haya Helem Echad, Ein Chayav El Achas. If he did Malachas from one Av Malacha, he's liable for every Helem, because there are many Helemis. However, if it was one Helem, he's liable only once. I should say now, we take out the next five words, Hada Amma Deloi Hoidile. This shows that he did not agree with him. Ha Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rav Chista, Rabbi Lav B'Shem Rav Shem, Melakish Trehoin Amrin, if you say, V'Shigas Shabbos of Rezodain, Melakha Isharlo. Rabbi Zeira quoting Rav Chista, Rabbi Lav quoting Rav Shlaki, said that he asked him about one who was shaking about Shabbos, and made it about the Melakhas. Is he liable for every Shabbos, as if they are distinct entities? Ha, I should say, Bezodin Shabbos v'shigus malachis, afer b'leze yoidi l'Rabbi Kiva she'ene chayv la'achas. The Gemara says, well, this implies that if it was Zodin Shabbos and shigus malachis, even b'leze would agree to Rabbi Kiva that he's liable only once. He says, v'ne Rabbi Kiva, how he mazed b'shabbos v'shigig malachis, how he yishba t'chzois ha'be v'chatois ha'be, v'ad moidili she'ene chayv la'achas. If so, Rabbi Kiva should have challenged him. If he was mazed about Shabbos and shigig about malachis, there are many derivatives and many chatois, and you agree to me that he's liable only once. Min madalei meisivla hada amma he hada he hada. The Gemara says, well, since he did not ask this, this shows that they are the same, and the Blazer obligates for each one in both cases, unlike we thought in the question. Ha Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Chista omar she say bezodin Shabbos of shigigus malachis shalei. Rabbi Abba quoting Rav Chista said that he asked him about one who was mazed about Shabbos and shigig about malachis. Hadar, she said, "Shigus Shabbos of Zodin Malachis." After Bikiva, Yodi Lebeleza Shuchayv Akolachas Va'achas. Well, this implies that if it was Shigus Shabbos and Zodin Malachis, even Bikiva would agree to Lebeleza that he's liable for each one. Yisavine Lebeleza, Harei, should say, "Meizid Malacha B'Shigus Shabbos Hoy Ein Ba Ela Asar Achas." That Moidili Shuchayv Akolachas Va'achas. If so, then Lebeleza should have challenged him. If he was mazed about Malacha and shogig about Shabbos, there's only one warning, and you should agree to me that he's liable for each one. Min madalei meisivle, hada amma, hi hada, hi hada. Now, since he did not ask this, it shows that they are the same. I mean, the Rabbi Kiva was unsure also about this, unlike we thought in the question. Ha, I should say, Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rav Chista, Rabbi Lav b'shem Rav Shimon, ben Lakish, Trehoin Amrin, b'shigus Shabbos, v'zodin Malachis, shalai, v'lem b'shem shigus Shabbos, at Toshsei. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav Chista and Ula, quoting Reish Lakish, both said that he asked him about one who was shogig about Shabbos and mazed about Malachas. Do you not obligate him for forgetting Shabbos? If he's liable for each one, it's because the days in between divide them. We can't learn this from Nida. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Abba Shtayim Shalai, she says shogig b'Shabbos mazed b'Malachas she'ichayev akol achas v'achas. The answer to these questions, again, it's both versions of Rav Chista, and Rav Chizkiya quoting Rav Abba, is that Rabbi Kiva asked two matters. If one was shogig about Shabbos and mazed about Malachas, is he liable for each Shabbos, means do the days in between divide the Shabbosos? And she's saying, now mazed about Shabbos and shogig Malachas, ma'u la'asos v'atoldos ge'ika. And if one was mazed about Shabbos and shogig about the Malachas, do we make toldos like the ge'ika? If he did a tolda and his av, is he liable for both? And it should say now, did Rabbi Kiva agree to him, or did he not agree to him about the second question, means the Blazer obligated for the Av and the Tolda? Ha Amar Yaakov Bar Desai, Betani the base Rabbi Cain. We support Rabbi Yaakov Bar Desai said that Rabbi's base measures taught so, means like our version of the mission increases, meaning it is not mistaken. Ha'isa Malachis Harbe, B'Shabbos Harbe, Mei Malacha Achas, Behelem Achas, Mahu chayv al achas al kulam, vayecha achas al kol achas v'achas. The Bible says if one did many malachas on many Shabbosos, like one malacha in one helam, what's the law? Is he liable once for all of them, or is he liable for each one? The malachas harbe mei malacha achas hadahi mezid b'Shabbos shogig malachas. Many malachas like one malacha. This is when he was mezid about Shabbos and shogig about malachas. Shabbosos harbe, I should say hadahi shogig b'Shabbos and mezid malachas. Many Shabbos says this is when he was shogeg about Shabbos and mazed about Melachos. Ha, and I should say, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Chisda Omer, v'zodin Shabbos v'shigus Melachos shaloi, v'yesh adam mischayev al azodin. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav Chisda, said that he asked him about one who was mazed about Shabbos and shogeg about Melachos. Is one chayev many times korbanos for mazed? Rabbi Abba answered that he's liable for each and every Shabbos. At Noisin Shigas Melachos al Zodin Shabbos. The answer is you put Shigas Noisa on Zodin Shabbos means the korban is for the Shgogos, for the inadvertency. With the Kavasar, Sheg B'Shabbos amazed in Melacha, at Noisin Shigas Shabbos al Zodin Melachos, Nechavok al Achaz Va'achas. And similarly, when he was Shegig about Shabbos, amazed about Melachos, you put Shigas Shabbos on Zodin Melachos to obligate for each Melacha. Leisin Rebeleza Me'achas, should say Mehena. Does Rav Lezer not expound me'achas mehena? I mean, sometimes one is liable for each one, and sometimes one is liable once for all of them. Ashkach tani b'shem Rav Lezer gadol shenishba bin la'akum chava kol achas va'achas. A vice was found in the name of Rav Lezer that if an adult was captured by Gentiles and did melacha on every Shabbos, he is liable for each one. Which this implies that if a baby was captured and never knew Ikka Shabbos, he is liable only once. Ma ben meizah b'Shabbos v'shogeg b'melachos, ma ben shogeg b'Shabbos v'zodin b'melachos. What is the difference between zodin Shabbos and shogeg b'melachos and shogeg Shabbos and zodin b'melachos? Amar Rav Yosi, v'lama meizah b'Shabbos v'shogeg b'melachos chayav kol achas va'achas, shem oimer at loy melachah hi zu hu poyush memena v'oisa melachos achiros. Rav Yosi answered that why is zodin Shabbos and shogeg b'melachos liable for each one? It's because if you tell him that it's a melacha, he refrains from it and does other melachas. But I'm a shogeg b'Shabbos amezim melachos. Ein achayv la'achas shem oimer ata loy Shabbos yizu miyad uperish. Why is shogeg Shabbos and zodin melachos liable only once? It's because if you tell him that it's Shabbos, he immediately refrains. Shogeg b'zeh u'b'zeh. Rav Hamnuna oimer ein achayv la'achas. Rav Hamnuna said that if he's shogeg about both aspects, he's liable only once. Amalei Rav Yizeira, v'lav kol shekein hu, elu meizid v'shabbos v'shogeg b'melachos, ein achayv ala al kol achas v'achas, mifnei shenitosef loy, shigegas, I should say, Shabbos, oived shigegas melachos. Rav Yizeira objected and said, there's a kavachayim that would teach the opposite. Zod and Shabbos and shigegas melachos, is he not liable for each one? Because shigegas Shabbos is added, do you lose your liability for each due to shigegas melachos?